أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وللذين كفروا بربهم عذاب جهنم وبئس المصير إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شهيقا وهي تفور تكاد تميز من الغيظ كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير صدق الله العظيم. After describing to us and mentioning some of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some of those creations we see and we observe. We see and we observe the stars. We see and we observe the sky. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now brings forth to us that creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we cannot see, we cannot observe. A creation that is not in this world, existing at this particular time, but something that will be witnessed on the day of Qiyamah and beyond. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks once again very briefly about the fire of Jahannam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those that will be placed in the fire of Jahannam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala safeguard us and protect us from the fire of Jahannam and all the azab of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمُ. And for those people who disbelieved in their Rabb, in their Lord, their sustainer, nourisher, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمُ is the punishment of Jahannam. وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ. And it is an evil abode, a difficult abode. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the discussion for the next few ayat with regards to the disbelievers, with regards to the punishment, and a very brief description of the fire of Jahannam. وَلِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. For those who disbelieve, the word kufr in Arabic has generally two connotations. One meaning is the meaning of to conceal, to cover, and the other meaning is to be unappreciative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran also speaks about a farmer, kuffar, that comes from the similar word, because a farmer, his fundamental is to plant, to sow the seed, to place the seed in the ground, and he covers it with the sand. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to a disbeliever and also to one who is unappreciative, because Allah has given us all ability. Allah has given within us all the capability to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognizing the creation and the perfection of the creation, and then recognizing the perfection of Allah, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness, the might, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah has also given the ability for us to accept iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A disbeliever, he covers and he conceals and he suppresses the ability that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given him. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to them as kafir. One who is unappreciative of the ni'mats of Allah. Allah has given us again the ability to recognize within our hearts, to see the various ni'mats of Allah. But then we cover, we conceal the ability, we suppress that ability, and hence unappreciation, unthankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also a form of kufr. But here and generally in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the kuffar, when Allah refers to these people, الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to those who have denied Allah, they have concealed and covered and suppressed the ability to have recognized and brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِرَبِّهِمْ. Here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses a quality of Allah's, that they disbelieved in their Rabb, to bring about and to create within human beings the consciousness, that guilt that comes out, that I am your Rabb, I brought you from non-existence into existence. After bringing you into existence, I didn't leave you abandoned and stranded. I sustained you, I nourished you. You had perhaps made a little bit of effort, but that effort does not contribute too much. It is about my mercy, my compassion, my quality of sustaining, by which I sustained you, and yet you cannot see, and yet you disobey, and yet you disbelieve, and you deny my existence, you deny my oneness, you deny my greatness. And for us as Muslims, we sometimes conceal within ourselves the ability to recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer. For them, those who disbelieved, Adhabu Jahannam is the fire of Jahannam, wa bi'sa al-masir, and it is an evil abode. Idha ulqu fiha, in a very unique way again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the fire of Jahannam. Idha ulqu fiha, when they are cast into the fire of Jahannam, and the word to be cast actually shows that there is not going to be any form of acceptance from them, there is not any form of honor, but it is a cast of disgrace, it is a cast of humiliation, that in this world you denied my existence, my commandments, so you will be cast in with great humility and disgrace into the fire of Jahannam. سَمِعُوا لَهَا شَهِيقًا وَهِيَ تَفُورٌ. They will hear in it the rage of the fire, وَهِيَ تَفُورٌ, whilst it is boiling. They will hear the roar of the fire whilst it is boiling. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the intensity of the heat of the fire. One is the shahiq, the roar of the fire in itself. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Hud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes another kind of roar, another kind of shahiq. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ شَقُوا فَفِي النَّارِ لَهُمْ فِيهَا زَفِيرٌ وَشَهِيقٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there speaks about the people that will be in the fire of Jahannam, that they will be groaning and moaning. One will be the sound and the voice that comes out from the throat when a person is under extreme trauma, under exceptional pain, under exceptional conditions, and one is the sound that comes out from the chest. So here the description is of the fire of Jahannam. There the description is of the person who is in the fire of Jahannam, and وَهِيَ تَفُورُ, it will be boiling. Some ulama have expressed to understand this word وَهِيَ تَفُورُ, the expression that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used. You take little seeds and you place them into water that is boiling, and how that seeds turn around and tumble around in that boiling water. That is how, Allah forbid, the people of Jahannam, Allah save us, will be boiling in that fire of Jahannam, turning around and tumbling, and in this way somersaulting. تَكَادُ تَمَيَّزُ مِنَ الْغَيْضِ. It seems, it will seem to them that the fire of Jahannam is going to burst in his rage. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way shows us the extreme. And again, the beauty of the Qur'an, the methodology of the Qur'an is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us to the end of everything. What is the result? In this world also intelligence will tell us that when we begin any endeavor, we begin any venture, we want to see what we get out of it. And like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that what is the end of it all. So look at the end and change your life. turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bring iman in Allah and perfect that iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.